Hello, welcome back to another night of my Nyman. I always say cannot replace one with Hypotskar. We'll be learning, but I'll be giving Shira instead. We're learning Lilai Nishmas, Chaim Brachman Zavol, Taro Bas Pinchas, Miriam Levi Bas Aram, May the Neshama have an Aliyah. We're learning Shira Pius, all those who are sick. We're learning and davening in Deshav for Shlaima, and it should be a chus for Eretz Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael. This week's parsha within the Chutz La'aretz, that is outside Eretz Yisrael, is Matos Masei. Within Eretz Yisrael, it is actually only Masei. There are a number of things that the parsha's Masei deals with. One of the things that the parsha's Masei deals with is what's called Goel Hadam. Goel Hadam is, as some may be familiar, is discussed within Maseches Makos, and it's when the somebody kills somebody inadvertently, accidentally, the Goel Hadam has the right to kill the person who killed the relative. As to why is not for now, but there's certainly a halacha. And there's something called an ir miklat, however. The ir miklat is when the killer who kills accidentally is found to be bishogeg. They did it with negligence. They're supposed to go to the ir miklat, the city of refuge, where they're supposed to stay there, and many divrei muster about what they're supposed to learn there, why are they there, supposed to think about what they did, so on and so forth, hang around good people, like the Levium and others, and think about what they did. And so what I decided to do, since this expression just talks about the Goel Hadam, and about this entire case of somebody who killed someone else inadvertently, I figured I would read some Agadita from the Mishnah and Gemara about the ir miklat and its status. So the Mishnah in Makos Daf Tes Amid Beis says as such: Lehechan Golan, to where are they? Those who inadvertently killed exiles are in miklat, to city of refuge. Ushlosh to the Eira Yardin, to three across the Yardin to the east. Ushlosh to Eretz Canaan, and there were three in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so there are three on the east side, where I think the Gemara is going to say in a second, 2.5 Shvatim, Reuven, Gad, and Chatz Menashe, and three in Eretz Yisrael. Shenamar, Ushlosh Arim, Titin, Omer, Eretz Yardin, Ushlosh Arim, Titin, Omer, Eretz Canaan. As the states three of the cities, you shall designate across the Eretz. And three of then Eretz Yisrael. That's this week's parsha. Ashul nivcharu shlosh shvei Eretz Yisrael. As long as the three in Eretz Yisrael had not been selected, lo yu shlosh shvei ra'yardin kultos. Three across the Yardin did not provide refuge. Shenemar the sheisha arei mikla tiyena. In the states there shall be six cities of refuge. Ashiyu sheshdan kultos kachas, until all six of them provide refuge simultaneously. That is, it doesn't take effect until all of them are in effect at the same time. This is going to be very relevant because she could not go into Eretz Yisrael, and so he set up the three outside Eretz Yisrael, but the three did not take effect until the three inside Eretz Yisrael did. So the Gemara can ask, why did he set it up? Direct roads were laid out from city to city. As it states, you shall prepare the way for yourself and divide it into thirds. This pasuk is actually in Parsha and Sefer Devarim. The concept of Goel Hadam is in a few places within Chumash. This week's Parsha is one of them, in Sefer Devarim and in Sefer Shemos. I forget exactly where. I think it might be. I don't want to say it offhand, but the Gemara, the article quotes various pesukim, and they show it's actually mentioned a few times, and there's rushes for every single pasuk. Right, they'll say, "Bar Yehuda Omer, Batchila Echad Shogeg Echad Meizim Makdim Lari Mikla." At first, as soon as the killing has taken place, both inadvertent and intentional killers hasten to the city of refuge. Ubez and Sholchan Mavin Osam Isham, and the court sends for the killer and brings them from there. Mishan is Chai Misa Bezdin Haragu. Whoever is found to be liable to death by the court to execute. That is, if somebody did it on purpose, so they give them misa, the shul misgayis, misa betrayal, whoever, so not to be liable to death, anybody that did it. The shogeg is exonerate. Misha nitzchai, oh, anybody that did it accidentally, it was total accident, they say you're free to go. Misha nitzchai of galus, somebody nitzchai of galus, that is, somebody did the shogeg, maksim nitzol mikomo. So they bring them back to the place, that is the ir miklat. Shenemar reshilo so eidel ir miklatzo. This says in this week's parsha, tribunal shall return to Bez and shall return them to the city of refuge. Tanam Rabbanan, the rabbis learned, the Gemara states, Moshe designated three cities across the Yarden as the city of refuge. And should designate three cities opposite them in Canaan. And those that in the Canaan, those east of the Yarden, were parallel to each other like two rows in a vineyard. Chevron v. Yehuda connected Betzer by Midbar. Chevron Yehuda opposite Betzer in the desert. Shechem Bahar Ephraim connected Ramos by Gilad. Shechem was opposite Ramos and Gilad. Kedesh Bahar Naphtali connected Golan by Bashan. And Kedesh on Bahar Naphtali was opposite Golan by Bashan. Vishilashta. The pasuk says, "You shall divide into thirds." Shehiu Mishulashin. From this we learn that the land should be given into thirds. The city should be designated in such a manner that there are equal stretches of land between them. Shehem Yidarim Chevron Kim Chevron Shechem. That there should be from the southern border to Chevron the same distance as from Chevron to Shechem. The Chevron Shechem Kim Shechem LeKedesh. And same from Chevron to Shechem, as from Shechem to Kadesh, Mishchem to Kadesh, Kim Kadesh to Tzafon. And from Shechem to Kadesh, the same distance as from Kadesh to the northern border. Gemara wonders if the statistical imbalance and the same number of cities for both banks of the Yarden. They were Yarden, Tuas, Beretz Yisrael, Tuas. Three across the Yarden, three Beretz Yisrael. So why is it? Why is it 9.5 and 2.5? How does that make sense? Amar Bai Kenegat Amar Bai Begil Shchichei Rotsim. Oh, East Bay and Gil on the East Bank, murder is more common. To save Gilad Kiryas Polalei Agan Akuma Midam. Gilad is a city of evildoers. My Akuma Midam. What does it mean? Who way life for blood? Amar Rabbi Elazar Shia Okla Harug Nefashos. Also said they would wait in ambush in order to murder people. Chas Shalom, right? That's what the Gemara says, that they did it on purpose. Why is it that people living on this side and this side were far from the cities of refuge? That those living in the middle of the country were close. The murderers were also common. Okay, as says the pasuk, my chaver kohanim, what does it mean, a band of kohanim? Amrilazar, shayim eskamer larog nefashos. So they would band together to kill people, kakohanim alalu, shayim eskamerin, lachol trumos v'veis ha'gronos. Like those kohanim who gathered to apportion trumos in threshing places. Gemara is going to, I'm going to skip around a little bit. So what basically we got out of that is for that particular Gemara that the murder was chas shalom, it was a little bit common, it seems, but we'll talk about the Gemara is very clear that it was intentional, but we'll talk about something that is relevant to us. So I'm going to skip around a little bit and continue with Yudam and Aleph, Yudam and Beis, to talk a little bit about more about the Ir Miklat. Well, Hans Rach, roads were laid out. The Tanya learned by Sir Bills Riyaka says, Miklat, how you cut this all parshas drachim. Refuge was inscribed on signs posted at the crossroads, Kadesh Yakir Zach, in order to murder to recognize it. This Nelishan and turned towards there. Amarav Kahana, Mike Ra, what does the Pasik mean? Tachin Lacha Derech, you shall prepare a way for yourself. Asel Lacha Achan Derech, make for yourself a preparation for the way. So the Gemara continues, where I can get to it now, the Gemara continues that wherever a person wants to go, that's the way that Hashem leads them. There's another Rashi that says, I didn't see it in the Gemara here, but there's a Rashi that says that Moshe was so excited to do the mitzvah of Ir Miklat, perhaps maybe one of the other parshas, that he set it up in the few in the in the east side of the Jordan, even though he couldn't get into Eretz Israel. I think the lesson for us is regarding these combined ideas, we could perhaps remind ourselves of a particular lesson. A couple of years ago in the Shuline, so I gave a shiur about how the deeper ideas of Matzos Maaseh. A couple of years ago, Matzos Maaseh, like now, was combined Parsha, and I gave various hints in the Parsha that hint to the 3 weeks. One of the hints was actually from Goel Dam. Goel Dam then corresponds to Shvichas Dalmin, which one of the reasons the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was because of Shvichas Dalmin. And it makes me wonder, although the Gemara explicitly says that in those times it was the Ir Miklat was done for intentional murder, and we explain it was done because originally they were brought there before their trial. We have to wonder what this has to do with us. And I think the lesson is that by the first Beis HaMikdash, it says there was Shvichas Damim. But it's possible that the Shvichas Damim wasn't necessarily intentional. Maybe some of it was, but perhaps some of the Shvichas Damim was negligent. Afal Pikin, we see that from the Gemara, it's very important to be able to be very careful with what we do. That even something done by the Shogeg is something that's very serious. There's a Gemara in Shabbos I found that's related to this about Makkah, that when a person puts a fence around the roof, so the Gemara, there's a Medrash that Rashi quotes in Parshas Ki Tzeitzeh, the Gemara in Shabbos as well, that the innocent, the guilty are done through the guilty are punished through the guilty, and the innocent are rewarded through the innocent. And I think that's very relevant to us, that, of course, many people aren't chas v'shalom. I should hope that we don't have an issue with ritzicha, but perhaps doing something b'shogeg, things which maybe we're not so careful. So I'll give a very important example. I do a significant amount of driving, and I am extremely careful, extremely safe driver, very, very safe to do my best. Sometimes it's not my fault. There are particular situations where Baruch Hashem, everybody's okay, everything is good, but not my fault at all. Things happen on the road. And I often have to this idea of the Gemara Makos and of the Rashi that I spoke about, that perhaps there's something in my life that I did that it was like almost like a punishment in a way, that this particular person decided to you know, do something which I had no control over, and perhaps there's something in my life that from privately, perhaps I didn't take my Talmud Torah serious enough or something like that, that this would happen. I am extremely careful, I'm extremely safe, but I can't help but wonder that if there's such a concept that if it happens on the way to you, that maybe there was something in my life. So I try to be very careful. I try to analyze it, but I think the lesson is that whether, of course, chas v'shalom, not intentional ritzicha, but even for being negligent, we should be careful spiritually that we should always not have something bad happen to us, and be careful physically. It's very clear from the Gemara Makos that you go to Ir Mikla, even b'shogeg, and it's that there's nothing that 100% I am safe, I am a very careful, safe driver, and the like. And in the schus, I think that it's very relevant to the 3 weeks that the first Beis Mikdash was destroyed by Shvichas Damim. And I think it's not just intentional. It means we need to be careful of hurting people and things like that. So on the schus of being very careful about not hurting each other and trying to get along with each other, may we see Mashiach. May Herav Amin. It's Eli Naiman. Wish everybody a bracha, tzlach on the morning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Wonderful night. Thank you very much. Goodbye.